Ever notice how feline family members take a back seat to dogs by most pet insurance companies? Yeah, that chafes me. Cats have feelings too, and it's just wrong. But hold your horses. I got some good news here. FelixCatInsurance.com is doing something about it. They call it whisker-to-tail protection. Because, look, our cats don't actually have nine lives, and accidents and things can happen anytime. Felix Cat Insurance has plan options for cats of all ages, and it covers accidents, illnesses, emergency care, and more. Best part? Plans start at under $1 per day. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. FelixCatInsurance.com. No dogs allowed. Well, hold up. This ain't over yet. Roll that legal stuff.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
The Eagles are rolling, NFC champions from a year ago. To start this season, they are 8-1 entering their bye. Coming out of the bye, a Super Bowl rematch against the Kansas City Chiefs. And now joining us is their Pro Bowl cornerback, James Bradberry. And just remember, Big Brother, Big Sister, Independence Fashion Touchdown is on Monday, November 13th. Tickets are still on sale and can be purchased at fashiontouchdown.org, and James Bradberry's doing some great work there. James, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this, and how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. Let me start you off with last week. Going up against the Cowboys, we all know how big that game is inside the NFC East. A fun one that goes your way right down to the wire. Take a look back at the Cowboys game for me.
Well, it was definitely a big game for us because it was a division rival, and they're also a really elite team over there because they got a great offense, a great defense, and a pretty good special teams as well. So it's a tough battle for us, but like you said, you know, we was able to make enough plays to come out with the victory.
You guys now are entering your bye week. You're 8-1. We all know how dominant this team can be, and the record reflects how great of a team that you guys are. When you look at the first nine games, what has really impressed you so far with this group that you have in Philadelphia?
I think we've just been able to somehow win. You know, we haven't always played our best as far as defense, offense, and special teams overall. But we find ways to get down the stretch and win and make enough plays for us to get the victory.
Yeah, and that's the weird part about it because 8-1 is 8-1. We all know how tough it is to win in this league. But when you're winning these close games, people start to criticize and say, oh, the Eagles aren't as good as what their record says. And I say to that, well, they're 8-1. If you guys could play better, man, that's going to be scary for the rest of the league. Just what's the message to people that are doubting your football team even after an 8-1 start?
I mean, I think first and foremost, you know, we're only worried about the opinions that's in the building. But secondly, you know, if I did have something to say to the people outside of the building, I mean, it's the NFL at the end of the day. You know, you're going against professionals. So the games, you know, they're going to be close. They're going to be competitive. I know last year, you know, a lot of our victories were a little lopsided and we was able to blow people out. But that doesn't always happen. And that was last year. This is a new year. And we got new coaches, we got new players, and we're still trying to figure out the chemistry and figure out the ins and outs of what our team is going to be. But at the end of the day, we're winning, and I think that's most important.
How about your new defensive coordinator? I know Jonathan Gannon's the new head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. Sean Desai comes in. What has he been able to bring to this football team on the defensive side of the ball?
You know, I think he's just been able to bring his overall knowledge of the game. You know, he looks at the game from a different perspective than a player might look at it. And having a coach that's very, very smart and is able to put us in position to make plays and help us to get those victories is very important. And so I would say that he's definitely brought a knowledge of the game to our team and to our defense.
Talking to James Bradberry from the 8-1 Philadelphia Eagles, with how last season ended, you know what the goal is this year. It's to get back to the Super Bowl and win it. Now, when teams have that goal, sometimes people look too far ahead and it catches up to them. How has this team been able to really, truly just focus on one week at a time, as cliche as it sounds?
I think we first got good veteran leadership. You know, the guys in our locker room, they help us and prepare us week in and week out to make sure we're focused just on that week. And then secondly, you know, we've had a tough schedule. You know, we played some really, really good teams. We got a tough schedule coming in after the bye starting off with the Chiefs. And that's kind of how we've been able to keep our focus. We always have a tough opponent during that week, and that's what really what gets us our juices flowing and gets us motivated just to focus on that one week.
How would you describe the leadership skills of your quarterback in Jalen Hurts? Because he seems like the definition of a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely say he's a you could tell he's an even keel type of guy. He doesn't really get too high, doesn't get too low. And I feel like that's the best mentality they have as a football player, because you're able to deal with the highs and lows of the game. And, you know, he always has the right thing to say. You know, I don't know where he gets that from or what you would call it, but a guy that has always had some positive say and has the right thing to say at the right time, kind of get the guys motivated, that's what you need from your leadership. You need a guy that can pretty much, I guess, correlate with the people that he's dealing with, his teammates and whatnot, and, you know, be on one accord with them and say the right things to them.
James Bradberry here with us. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you how you're feeling. I know towards the end of the game you did go down with an injury. Where's your health at?
I'm doing good. You know, of course, as you saw on the play, you know, I kind of tweaked my knee. But fortunately, you know, it was just a little soreness waking up the next day. And I've been able to move around, get a workout in, run around a little bit. And I'm feeling good going into the bye week.
Well, that's good, and it's good timing for the bye week. Coming out of the bye, you got the big Super Bowl rematch. Will you definitely be playing up against the Chiefs?
Oh, yeah, I definitely plan on being out there. Yeah, I'm not going to miss anything.
Well, how about that Super Bowl rematch? We know how close of a game it was last year. We were right in the middle of it with the holding penalty. Just what's on your mind as you guys get set to prepare for the Kansas City Chiefs?
For me, and I think for the team overall, you know, we're going to let last year be last year. And we know we're going to face a Kansas City Chiefs offense that's really elite. And the defense is really good as well. And that's our mindset. You know, we're playing another really, really good opponent. And we're not really going to try to think about last year. We're just going to think about this year and try and defeat those guys and move on to the next opponent after that week.
Well, what's the toughest part about going up against Patrick Mahomes with how great of a football player he is?
I think he has an elite skill set, you know, first starting off with his arm. You know, he's able to make throws that other quarterbacks really aren't able to make. And then you add in the fact that he can run and make plays with his legs. That's the second thing that you have to worry about. And he's also a smart quarterback as well. And they have a great coach over there in Andy Reid. He does a good job putting those guys in good position. And you add in the receivers that he has as far as Kelsey. And then you also got a great O-line and a good running game. Well, number 10, I don't really know how to pronounce his last name, but he's a really good running back. They're able to attack you in different ways.
Wrap it up with James Bradberry. We'll talk about this great event that he's doing, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Independence Fashion Touchdown on Monday, November 13th. Tickets are still on sale and can be purchased at www.fashiontouchdown.org. Just going back to the Super Bowl, I thought you were classy with the way that you handled the holding penalty after the game. I didn't think the flag should have been thrown. Looking back at that, do you still have the same stance as why you understood why the flag was thrown?
Yeah, I still, you know, have the same stance. It is what it is at the end of the day. And I'm just, you know, working real hard week in and week out to hopefully get another opportunity to redeem myself.
Well, let's get to your big boys up front, because we only know a great secondary is only as good as the guys that are getting to the quarterback. You guys are just loaded in the trenches. We know on the offense side of the ball, but on the defensive side of the ball as well. Just how about the depth of this football team and really the depth of this defense?
Yeah, I think we got a good combination of young guys and veteran leadership. But, you know, you got BG, you got Fletch, you got Sweaty, you got Haas. Then you got some younger guys like Milton, JC, Tua. Who else am I missing? You got Nolan Smith. You know, we got a whole bunch of guys on that D-line that can get out to the quarterback. And fortunately, we got a good rotation of veteran guys and young guys that kind of help lead the young guys along the way and kind of help them take care of the body throughout the season, because it's a long season. Help prepare them for the NFL on and off the field. And also just tell them how the league works and, you know, how defenses are run and how you need to attack these offensive linemen, because these offensive linemen in the league are really, really skilled.
All right, before we let you run, tell me about the great event that you're doing with Big Brother, Big Sister, Independence Fashion Touchdown on Monday, November 13th.
Yeah, so I just wanted to get back in and give back to the community because, I mean, the community does a good job supporting us, and it's going to be a fashion show. I'm going to be walking. This is my first time actually doing a fashion show and actually getting up there on the runway and walking, so I'm excited to be able to participate and thankful to be able to give back to the community. And Big Brother, Big Sister, they do a good job of providing mentorship to the youth, and I'm all about mentorship. And you know, I feel like we need more mentorship to play their part in the world today, because youth is, you know, we need it. We know what's going on with youth day in and day out and what they have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And just hopefully I can bring more light and more recognition to what those guys at Big Brother and Big Sister are doing.
During the bye week, have you been working on your pose and maybe a signature stare coming down that runway during the fashion show?
You know what? I haven't, but you just brought to my attention that I should. So I'm probably going to start practicing that tomorrow.
Watch the movie Zoolander. You got to get that blue steel look. That would be my recommendation. Last thing I just want to ask you, you've been in the league now for a while, since 2016. You're with the Panthers, the Giants, now the last few years with the Eagles. Last year got a lot of recognition, making the Pro Bowl and a second team All-Pro. You're now 30. You've been in the league for a while. You have an incredible story. Just what do you want people to know about your journey and where you're at right now individually as a football player?
I mean, what I would like them to know about me is, I think first and foremost, you know, I'm a guy that went to a small school, and I was able to, you know, get drafted from a small school. And I know, especially like talking to the younger guys that's in college and that's in high school, a lot of guys, they want to go to these big schools and they want to hurry up and get into the transfer portal and whatnot and look for a better opportunity. But sometimes you just got to stick it out and stick with the process, and also just enjoy your journey and live in the moment. And as far as, like, me being in the league, you know, I've been a lot of hard work and dedication being put into it, and I'm also trying to get back to community. So where I'm at right now in the league is that's my goal, is to also, you know, produce on the field, but also try to get back into the community, whether it's here in Philly or whether it's back home in Birmingham, Alabama, and do more for the community and just spread the wealth that I've been given based off, you know, what I've been able to do in this league.
Well, phenomenal answer. Good luck the rest of the way. Good health the rest of the season as well. James Bradberry, we appreciate you jumping on board with us today.
Appreciate you.